Psalm 119.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my freewill offerings of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever, to the end.
Today's devotion. Walking in His light. Last year I climbed Mount Rinjani with some friends from church. It was a long and exhausting journey, both the ascent and the descent. One of the most memorable moments came as we were making our way down. We had yet to reach our pit stop for the night, and the sun had started to set. The night had turned pitch dark, and each step onto the uneven boulders filled me with anxiety. I was not able to see clearly where I was placing my feet, and every move felt uncertain. In that tense moment, my guide urged me, "Just follow me and step. Don't worry, I will be here." To be honest, I was not completely sure that I could trust those words, but I had no other choice. Every step became an act of faith. And though I slipped more than once, I never fell, because my guide was always there, steadying me until we safely reached the pit stop. The psalmist in Psalm 119 expresses a similar truth. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Like me on that night, he was not sure of what lies ahead. Life's path was uneven, dangerous, and even unclear. Yet, God's word gave him enough light to take the next faithful step. God's word does no shows us life's entire journey, but it shines enough light for the moment we're in. It reveals God's will and teaches us what is right and good. As we walk through our own life's journeys, would we also turn to God's word to guide us, trusting that he will keep us from falling, reviving our hearts when we grow weary? The psalmist's confidence in God's word was not formed in comfort but through affliction. Even when challenges lay before him, he chose to cling to God's promises and obey his precepts. That same choice stands before us today. Will we remain steadfast in God's word, learning it, keeping it, and meditating on it, especially when the way grows dark? The psalmist declares God's word to be the joy of his heart and his heritage forever. God's word was not just a guide, like a lamp was, but a source of deep delight and life. Charles Spurgeon once wrote, "Let us live constantly in the presence of the Lord, and it will breed in our hearts a restfulness such as nothing else can." Through his word, the Holy Spirit comforts us and calms the storms within our souls. No matter how uncertain or treacherous the journey may seem, God's word will always direct us, sustain us, and fill us with joy. We must obey his word and trust that he will lead us safely through. Let us pray. Dear Father, thank you that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path, being my stead guide in the uncertainties of life. Teach me to trust your word in every step I take. Revive my heart when I grow weary, and may your truth be my joy and strength. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.